thought you'd have a meeting. And don't be surprised that there's a speaker today in charge of this meeting today. It's requested that in the party. The chairperson is not available. The chairperson is not available of this committee, so it's the work of the committee I will be sending you. I'll be all happy with that. Very nice. So what we are having today is an initiated meeting on the prevention of and treatment for substance abuse. So, I think what we will have to do is to deal with this problem by problem. And there was a special request from KZN. Apparently they want to leave at Phase 30 of my class. So I think we will start with KZN so that they can present their negotiating mandate, and then we will move in terms of the alpha department. KZN, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. We had a meeting on the 15th of August and decided to hold two public hearings, which we did in Durban and in Newcastle, which were held on the 26th and 27th of August, and then we met again on the 3rd of September. We went through this bill pretty thoroughly, Chair, and really were aided by organizations such as SANCAP, who gave us the benefit of their expertise. Now, we have given the input, so I'll go through it briefly, chapter by chapter. Chapter one, we were asking for definitions to be more specific. Accredited training, we wanted a definition. Detoxification. We ask that the National Health Act and Prevention and Treatment of Substance Abuse Act, the underlines, be added. We wanted early intervention to be clearly defined. Harm reduction definition is required, and a further proposal that the term harm prevention must be used and properly defined. Outpatient service or community-based service, more specific definitions are required, highlighting the differences between the two types of services, and we ask that substances also include inhalants, given the growing abuse of inhalants out there in the community. The object of the Act, we just want the word community-based services to be added. Then, Chair, Chapter 2, Combating Substance Abuse. In Clause 31C, we ask that supply reduction of harm caused by drugs, that the underlying portion be inserted. Chapter 3, Strategies and Principles for Demand and Harm Reduction. Clause 4B, we ask the word and promote the after insured. 4E, we ask prevent stigmatization, just the alter and have the word not again. Excise 4D, insert recognizes for people with disabilities and special needs. Now that's not quite clear what is in front of you, but as that clause 4D stands, it doesn't read as we intended it to read, so there's a mistake in our submission, and we're just asking for that to be corrected. The intersectoral strategy for reduction, demand, and harm caused by substance abuse. Clause 5, one list of partners is incomplete. We ask that the clause must refer to clause 53.2 and as per drug master plan, clause 5.2.C.2. We insert psychosocial programs that address the relationship. That word we want inserted, emotions being attitude. Clause 5.D.2 substitutes tools by skills. Clause 5B2 3 and 3rd, the establishment and utilization of mutual support groups. Clause 6.1, minimum norms and standards are also required for drug testing, especially of children. This is covered in the National Schools Act, but not for those children out of school. Drug testing should be included as part of early intervention treatment and aftercare programs. Clause 6.3, define accredited training and the qualification needs to be relevant to the field of substance abuse. Chapter 4, prevention and early intervention services. Programs for early intervention, Clause 8.1, includes Central Drug Authority. Clause 8.2b, include youth as a specific target group. Establishment and purpose of programs for early intervention. Clause 10j, consider financial implications if programs will also focus on economic empowerment. Then Chapter 6. Amend the heading by substituting center-based inpatient and outpatient services. Heading to read inpatient treatment as per the definition provided in Chapter 1 of the book. There is no definition for center-based services. Registration and cancellation of registration of treatment centers. Clause 19.2, applications to register. The committee recommends that this function be decentralized through delegation of powers. Regulation must provide for a director of all registered facilities, which must be kept by the Department of Social Development, and stipulating whether such register is to be a provincial or national responsibility. Establishment of outpatient services. Clause 27 is not clear whether a manager of an outpatient treatment center may also establish a community-based service. Proposed clause as to the respective roles of the Department of Social Development and Health in the registration, monitoring and assessment process of in and outpatient treatment centers and halfway houses. This omission, we felt, was one of the more serious gaps in the book. The experts actually spoke very strongly about that check. Chapter 8, admission, transfer, and referral to treatment center. Admission of voluntary service users to treatment center. As per Clause 32.3, there needs to be a detoxification protocol for the Department of Health on a national level. Detoxification services also need to be provided by Department of Correctional Services for waiting trial prisoners. Clause 32.4, insert complies with the National Health Act and or Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Act. It is proposed further that the respective responsibilities of the Department of Social Development and Health must be clearly defined. Chapter 10, Central Drug Authority and Supporting Structures, the establishment of provincial substance abuse forums, amend Clause 57.2 by substituting the following. A provincial substance abuse forum must consist of representative trust instead of the word may. All relevant provincial departments. And then, Chair, I don't know if you want to go through our comments or whether you can take them as read.
Yeah, I think we are happy. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
There we are. That's the proposal from KZN. I'm not sure the department, have you prepared anything in response to this mandate? Or are you ready perhaps to deal with some of these proposals?
Okay, thank you, sir. Chair, I must say that we did not receive all the input, so we haven't really prepared a document that goes through. With how we is what has to deal with these comments now, or we'd rather have a comprehensive input, you know, comprehensive responses for some of the things that are raised by PZN and MicroDivate by other provinces so that we consolidate and can prepare one for students that you can do this. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Now, I think it makes sense that let us run through all the mandates of the various provinces. We can then have a discussion on it. And then we will allow the department to take quality time to their responses, and then we can reconvene again to deal with those responses of the department. And we as lenders would also like to make our own decisions. Are we happy with that? Are we happy with the ruling?
Yes.
Thank you very much. So for now, what we will do is then just to deal with all the negotiating mandates from the various problems. Can we go to Eastern Cape?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The mandate from the Eastern Cape was submitted earlier. And September for a first time fantasy, the consideration of the bill, we had a briefing with officials from the Department of Social Development and the Joint Committee of Health and Social Development conducted public hearings in all the seven districts of the Eastern Cape and the Metro from the 11th to the 15th of August 2008. After due consideration of the inputs received from the public hearing, the Joint Committee resolved to support the bill and to confer the following negotiation mandate. To support the bill without further amendment that will alter the purpose and the effect of the bill. And I am here to present the mandate.
Thank you, Eastern Cape.
Can I just ask a question? We don't have this mandate in front of us. Is it going to be possible for us to all have copies?
Erica, just make sure that all the members have copies. That is the negotiating mandate from the Eastern Cape. Very straightforward and to the point. We will now then move on to our next province, that is the Free State. Can any member present the mandate of the Free State? Right?
Yeah.
Can you put your mic on, please?
The terms of reference, Chair, report on the negotiating mandate on the prevention of and treatment for substance abuse bill D12B of 2008. The bill was referred to the Health and Social Development Portfolio Committee by the Speaker, as it is required by rules of the legislature, and the briefing was done by the permanent delegate on the 7th of August in Setuna, and public hearings were held in Kronstadt, Constanza Hall, and Matoporo Hall in Redersberg. And the resolution, the committee recommends that A, authority is conferred to the Free State delegation to vote for the adoption of this resolution. There are no suggestions. Meaning they were happy with the bill.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Chibuko. That is the one thing about the Free State, it's my neighboring province. They don't waste time, you know. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson Houting, I must say that the briefing was made on the 6th of August. On the 8th of August. I must say thanks to the the chief director and his mama came as well, and he assisted me giving the briefing in my province. There's a concern, I'm not going to go into all the details, but item 4 about the financial implications. There's a concern about assumption that as the Minister of Social Development, delegate funds and power to provinces, this will automatically be accompanied by adequate financial resources. Yeah, that is the concern they highlighted. The item 5, the overview of the public participation process, Chairperson, is too long and the days are so small that they are straining my eyes. I would request the meeting to go through those overview of the public participation on their own, yeah. Then item 6, the negotiation position adopted by the committee. The Social Development Portfolio Committee supports the principle and detail of the prevention and treatment for substance abuse, subject to the following key issues. 1. In section 12, bracketed 3 and 4, the word may after the MEC may should be replaced by the word must. 2. The same should apply under section 17, bracketed 2. The committee suggests that may be replaced by this word must for consistency and obligatory imperative. 3. The bill also needs to define what constitutes a fit and proper person in section 53, bracketed 2. 4. The section 65, bracket 1, after the word minister, may should be replaced with the word should, to ensure that the minister is indeed obliged to make regulations. The last one, in section 68, bracket K, recommended, should be recommend. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Hoke. Our next province is Limpopo. That's the first thing. Are you missing a face? Because I see I've got another one here today. He said microphone should have a standard opening and closing there. I just take two. You only need to take each of the bullets. I just said, there was a request of the microphone to have a standard time opening closing, and I think there is. I'm not sure why they...
Don't feel shy. It's not your mandate to tell them the problem.
What they have kept that they wish should have been or not been in there from the committee is what the members of the public say actually quite a number of things that the public should have done that they did not get into the dynamic, you know. Because it shows you there's something that is not really properly done by the public. Why say hi? Are you from the public?
Yeah, we just watched.
No, I'm saying it shows you that the committee is not really done.
No, but can I sit on a point of order?
Yeah, no.
On a point of order. Can you call the members for
it? Mr. Deschen, can you just read for us your mandate, please?
Yeah.
Read your comments.
Well, they can read
the mandate. I've said to you, Jefferson, the province says that they agree with the state. Certain things I've avoided to read because they're actually very embarrassing. No, they are.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Tseng. That was.
I'm saying to you that
they are.
Give us good money, it's a problem. That's why some of the things I've avoided because they're not really relevant for this particular thing.
Mr. Tseng, thank you very much.
Yeah, so, Jefferson, I'm saying it shows the committee has not done it properly.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your mandate.
Whatever it is.
Can we then move on to Mpumalanga? She's presenting Mpumalanga's mandate. Malamula, can you do the one of Mpumalanga for us?
Introduction is the object of the bill, and I will definitely not be using it. Yes, it was working. Page 2, the district, and I presume this is where the public hearing is place. I didn't have the members in attendance here for us.
Lamuna, just put your mic on fast, please.
Submission by the public on the bill and report by the committee. Is that what you want to do? While the public generally supported the bill, the following issues were held. General, it will be necessary to incorporate the wider spectrum of internet positions, including, for example, gambling and pornography. Committee responds that is on page 3 on full submission by the public on the bill and response by the committee. Committee responds, addiction such as gambling and pornography cannot be classified as substance abuse. Problems related with such addiction are addressed elsewhere either in the Gambling Act. No, sir, I cannot read all this. No, I cannot because this is referring to different acts here. In conclusion, on behalf of the committee, the chairperson extends gratitude to the honorable members. But note the recommendation, the committee examined the prevention of and treatment of substance abuse bill, and that is our and supports the principles underlying it. The committee recommends to the delegation representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces to confer with the authority to negotiate in favor of the bill, taking into consideration the interests and comments made about it. You know, sir, I don't know why they're giving me this. I'm an ANC student. Sir, I would really, this is such a serious stuff that you've written about this year. And it seems to me that some committees really do not know what the substance abuse is. You know, because they are quoting acts that are quite different to the substance abuse, and I do not know that what we are making about this. I have to draw their attention to this, because it cannot just lightheartedly accept what
try and put a better final name.
Thank you, Honourable Lumula. Now, I think what we will do is that they make quite a number of comments here, and I think we have agreed to the principle that we will allow the department to go through all the comments from the various provinces. What we're going to do on the 23rd, what we're going to have is an extended negotiated mandate meeting, where the department is going to make a summary for on all the issues from the various provinces. Then we will have a final mandate somewhere in October. So we'll have to extend it because the department is not ready for this point or not. Yeah. I can't speak on behalf of that particular province.
I'm trying to draw this.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Can we then now move on to Northern Cape, it is fine if I ask the Secretary of the Commerce Ministry to go through the Northern Cape negotiating mandate. Have you come? Transcom.
Provinces are submitting to us things that are not relevant in our view. Is there not a comment that provinces are given to follow by the House? So when you go through these provinces, at the top of my head, it is saying that now this looks like the committee is not really fair to do this. Somebody has to do it for the committee. Now, I'm really concerned about it because you saw when I read in Limpopo, I was just reading some of the things that were actually jumping. I'm from Limpopo, but the way that things are being submitted here, it's like somebody was sitting there alone without the committee. How do you think about Lika when you think about something that's not? Now, I'm really concerned about provinces that are submitting things that either the committee has not set in the legislature and make sure that now they do proper work. I commented on the free stage, and Limpopo was an embarrassment to me to read everything that was there. And I'm saying that now, are we sitting here and really playing something that we know to be? And you check how the provinces are submitting, doing the same. It's not the same. Some are including what the public hearings have been saying, things that are irrelevant. Why do they include it here? Because in the public, people say whatever.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. I think you've made your point. What we will have to do is perhaps take it up with provinces. But as for now, you know there is a bill before Parliament, the mandating procedures bill. That bill is not yet been passed by Parliament. And that bill stipulates a formula how to deal with negotiating mandates. But I hope and trust that you will pass that bill before the end of this year. Because that bill will give some guidance to provinces as well. But it's very difficult and tricky for me to say something what happened in another province, mentioning about things which are not relevant to the bill itself. That is something that we will have to take up with those provinces and make sure that they don't make any mistakes. Are you happy with that?
Who's wasting your time?
By
giving us things that are not relevant.
I want us to avoid making sweeping statements here. Let us just avoid it, Mr. Teaching. Let's deal with the business as before us for now. And, okay, so we were on Northern Cape. I've asked Mr. Kotter just to run through the one of the Northern Cape one, please.
I'm on point number 5, legal technical input on the bill. Proposal 1. In the long title, insert the Prevention and Treatment of Drug Dependency Act, Act 20 of 1992, is being repealed by this bill to make it clear that this is an area that has been regulated before is not completely new legislation. They further say here that to find the word drug as mentioned in several places in the bill on its own and not under the definition of substances, since it gets lost in the later definition. Drug is the more commonly used word in the language of the people. Number two, community-based service. Clause 12, subsection 3, to be explicit on the relevant provincial departments who are tasked to develop an integrated provincial strategy for community-based services, notwithstanding clause 12, subsection 4, which states the relevant departments. Number 3, persons providing community-based services. Clause 16, subsection 1, the heading to this clause may be altered to practitioners providing community-based services in order for it not to be confused with clause 14, subsection 2, which makes reference to any person. Number 4, registration and cancellation of registration of treatment center. Clause 19, it is not clear from this heading or the section whether registration should be in respect of public or private treatment centers. Number 5, repeal of laws and savings.
Yes.
What number is it? This is the last page now.
There's no number 5 in that page. The last page was 0.6 and 7.
Yeah.
I don't mean you got the one.
Yeah.
Or the deal of law. Okay.
Yeah.
And savings. All right. Thank you.
Repeal of laws and savings. Clause 66, subsection 1, the citation for the Prevention and Treatment of Drug Dependency Act is incorrect and should be the Prevention and Treatment of Drug Dependency Act, 1992, Act number 59, Act number 59 is the Social Assistance Act. Number 6, Portfolio Committee position on the bill. After due deliberation, the Portfolio Committee on Social Services and Population Development supports the bill. Adoption of the bill, the legislature adopted this negotiation. The legislature mandates the permanent delegates to participate in deliberation at the negotiating stage and to support the bill. Signed, the Honorable Miguel, Deputy.
Thank you, Rico. Can we deal with Northwest now? Northwest?
Who's that development? Report on negotiating mandate of prevention of the treatment, prevention and treatment for substance abuse amendment bill, B12B 2008. Terms of reference. The above mentioned bill was referred to the portfolio committee for consideration as a matter of priority. Briefing was done on the 14th of August 2008 by Honorable Zay Matigo and Honorable MCOP permanent delegates, and they briefed the members of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development on the above. Present at the briefing was committee members, the department, legal advisors, and legislator legal advisors. Consideration. There was a need for public hearing, and it was held on the 18th to the 25th August 2008 at Bojanaland, Meriting, Central Luxembourg, Southern Potsdam, and Bukhari Mahaneva. Before the resolution, let's turn to page 3. Concerns about the bill are as follows. Due to shortage of social workers in the province, the implementation of the program identified is not in good shape. The bill should include the duration of people in treatment centers, The bill should include disciplinary measures against centers that refuse admission to people who need help or who abuse student visas. Resolution. The committee, having considered the bill, resolved to accept and support the bill with the accept amendment signed by the Speaker of the Province, Honorable Chief.
Thank you, Northwest. Can we now move on to the last province, that we have to take?
Before we step off, number the 4.2.3. The input from the committee. The following compressed response proposes updates on the public the random narrative. Well, I say they keep on quoting shelter. Maybe the department has managed to conclude them whether are there are technical difficulties or it's just their input.
Certain
things that these are the proposed amendments. So if you look at just the first two letters, according to chapter 6, content submission, and Minister Marks and Content from Fund Appropriation Parliament, it's a proposal, I think, the first thing to do.
Yeah, this is now, if you don't go through everything, you know, you must always make it a point. Not to work on some of these things. And can we now then go to Western Cape?
I think
what you need to do perhaps is that when dealing with this negotiating mandate, because you will find that the provinces raise concerns of relevant stakeholders. Instead of them sitting in the provinces, work through those things and come up with recommendations. I think that is the big problem here in actual fact. And even it's for them then to go through their submission. Based on their findings, they can make recommendations in the negotiating mandate. And that is something that we will have to take up with all our provinces in action, or with most of them. And I don't know if the department wants to make a comment at this point in time on these submissions.
Chairperson, I would concur with the views expressed by the members of the committee, but I think what we would do on our part is really to concentrate on those issues that are relevant to the bill and where we feel that, you know, very strong comments have been raised on certain issues, and then we'll then incorporate those and build the bill for the rather than go through all the things that we think that are not relevant. Of course, we take guidance from the committee and we have it as a concern as well. But really, all the things that you feel are not relevant to our method of treatment, we support the know whether my colleague from the disaster can
Thank you, Chief. I need clarification with regard to the last one. I see there's a very long table attached, and I want indication from the chair as to whether or not we're expected to deal with the contents of that table, or we should then look at what the provincial legislation actually says, the committee legislation, because we are not sure whether which part belongs to the community and which part belongs to members of the community. Otherwise, you're going to end up responding to things that were read by members of the community. When the committee said that we had not created, and I thought we were expected to deal with what the different provinces are saying, and not necessarily what members of the public were saying.
Okay.
Yes?
Lamura, and then Faith.
I think the gentleman refers to the nature of the waiting time. Now, you know, it surprised me that with a workshop, we had delegates from all provinces were there. At least to draw up a proper negotiating mandate and concerns that they had on this topic. What is with this committee now is the public is what came out in the public hearing. So I cannot speak for this. I cannot say yes, this is what they want included in the book.
Well, if one look at this document here, it deals with the public hearings of the Western Cape. Issues of concern, recommendations made, and then the provincial department then recommendations from the provincial department. Now, I'm not too sure are these the recommendations of the committee, to be honest. I really don't know. I don't think that this comes from the committee itself. They change the reaction, and then you face it. Okay.
I recommend that maybe you need to write a memo for this and request them to properly give us, not necessarily properly, to synthesize and give us the recommendations that come from them. And then number two, chapters in the department, not like we dealt with it in the morning. The Department of Health was able to respond to some of the issues. And they agreed that they will develop a more like a table up kind of a situation where they indicate how things have raised, put masks away, blah, 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 blah. And then you've got lastly where the department indicates, I mean, we also get legal opinion to this. And then from those, I think it's not many provinces. Other provinces actually put in their own amendments. But the way they put it, they wrote many English, you know. You always have to look for the specific thing to say, this is what they were saying. It sounds like what they put their motivation, you know. Instead of putting straight with it, like what counting is. On plus one, blah blah blah, on the one of that type of situation. I'm sure the department is able to do that. And then it's only those provinces where, like Western Cape, that just attacked the what came out of the incident, and Bona they did not yet follow. There's something that you have seen quickly through the third committee secretary. Communicate with them, or write a letter to say, can they quickly synthesize? I'm sure it's something that they can do overnight. By tomorrow morning, we might be in there. But then it also, what it does, because it means the department will have to go and do this, and then by Thursday, if not by Friday, maybe we get some of the issues that they might have raised through that formula kind of a situation. It means next week we can't get final mandate. It means by next week also we need to come back and deliver it on the same capacity. And it further pushes other weeks, it affects the whole cycle of capacity. So that would be my recommendation. Then I'm sure we can be able to work on the best.
Yeah, I think what we will do is we will keep in touch with Western Cape. We will speak to them about the particular message. If they can send us the appropriate feedback tomorrow, it will be fine. Because the sooner we get it, all the better. One is not like to keep on postponing our meetings further on and so forth. And I'm sure the department is also keen for us to pass this bill as
soon as we can. But as for now, we will have to have a further negotiating mechanism on the 23rd. And the department will be ready then to come with response province by province. We can then elaborate either in accept or reject those recommendations. And then we can take the process forward from there and then have our final mandate, which is somewhere in October. Matt, I see you've got your hand up.
Just from really quick to travel through these I think it's just the Western Cape that you have a problem with. The rest of them are really tough, you know, here to me. I mean, of course, there are other things that could be probably will respond to the issues that came up previously. But Western Cape, I think, is going to be very difficult for us to, because we don't know what the conditions are going to be, how much the comments that have been raised by you. So I'm proposing to that we should be able to do it quick enough. I mean, it's going to be a very quick process for us. It shouldn't be a problem. Provided that, of course, we also get the settings of the rest of the
Mr. Cheng?
Citizen, I think it would be proper that those provinces that they have not really done a good job in terms of providing their position be the ones that are expected to provide such a I don't think the Western Cape don't have as the honorable president is saying, as to very compare with that situation. Because when you check it, you find that, I mean, housing goes on Natal most of the time, then you can see that they've sat down and dealt with a particular issue. Whatever bill they do it very extensively. Even if they arrive too long, but they actually extrapolate issues that the public has said and what have been said, they'll tell you, we agree, change this to mean this. And that's what we expect the provinces to do. I wouldn't say, I wouldn't really say that province that I wrote a one pager, to me, I won't be satisfied that, because if there's an E or an R, that is wrong. They should see and highlight that E or an R. Now, even the one pager, to say I agree with that, and I have accepted, I'm really worried about that. Chairperson, I'm really afraid that now those that have not done their position of a committee, and those that would say agree with the bill, without even showing that there's something that is wrong in the bill, they've not done their job. They should actually be requested, we're giving you more time to consider. For instance, they're writing a lead card.
Mr. Deschenk, I don't think we must keep on repeating ourselves here.
Thank you. Yeah.
And,
Faith,
I think
we have
your hand up.
Chairperson, make clear that we are not MPL. We are national leaders. It's none of our business to sit here and talk what it is that they want. Till now, we must read what is written and say this is what comes from the province. Members must remember, we are national leader. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Faith. I think what we're going to do for now is that...
No,
Chairperson,
on the very serious.
Is that the point of order?
No. You know,
what is the point of order?
Legislation should not be taken by power. This does not affect us as much as it does the public out there. And it must be done properly. And if provinces do not know how to do it, their attention should be drawn to the format of how to do it. I spoke on this matter right at the beginning. It's now my and you know, clearly this is not the way to go about it. The same thing happened with the tobacco.
Honourable Member, can you just give me a hearing? I've already indicated that we are going to liaise with the Western Cape. So let us not repeating ourselves over and over again. We know we are busy with important work. Honourable Faith, can I get your attention? We are busy with important work here. And if there are loopholes in the state, we will take it up with the relevant provinces. And I don't think we must sit here and repeat ourselves over and over again. Fine? Okay, honourable members, I thank you very much for coming to the meeting. And then we will meet on the 23rd, and the department will be ready with the responses, and then we can elaborate on those recommendations. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.